Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals. Good morning. Welcome back to the show, my friends. I am so glad that you are here today. I had to re-record this intro because I accidentally said, welcome back to the Blossom Leadership Podcast. And you guys, I'm kind of thinking we might have a rename here. I've been toying with this idea and I'm really liking it. I'm really liking it with the flow and the evolution and where the brand and the company is going. It just seems more appropriate. So I'm going to think on it. I'm going to pray on it. I'm going to really tap into it. And we might have a little rename here to the Blossom Leadership Podcast. We'll see. We'll see. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about today, responsibility. I love this topic. I am all about figuring out lessons in my own life and then sharing them with all of you. The concept of responsibility and how it can shape our destinies truly when we are humble, when we are strong, and when we recognize our own agency, our own power, and how when we take responsibility, it leads us to intentional choices and personal growth like never before. And that's what I want us to unpack today, is the power of what it means for you to own your responsibility, how to create it, and how to do it. So the power of owning, the power of creating, and the power of doing. Are you ready? Okay, let's dive in. So the power of owning your responsibility. It's really important that we first look at what that definition is of responsibility. Because the truth of the matter is that it's more than just accountability. It is about you owning your choices and owning your actions. And when you do this, it will radically transform your mindset and your approach to life. And here's the thing, is that responsibility is not blaming. Responsibility is the exact opposite of blaming. It is the acknowledgement of consequences and taking complete and full responsibility in the way in which your choices and your actions impact others and have impacted yourself. And that level of humility, that level of honesty with yourself, it involves understanding that every decision that you and I make carries a consequence. Whether that consequence is positive or negative, we have to be willing to face them with honesty and integrity, no matter where we've been. The acknowledgement of consequences. And then that next level is all about proactive problem solving. Because what we don't want to do is sit here and stew in the ick. We don't want to stew in the ick. And that's where being proactive with problem solving is so incredibly important. Because what's done is done. And the decision now is to either sit and stew or to own your choices, to own our choices, and taking proactive steps forward to address any challenges or any mistakes that arise from those decisions. So rather than avoiding or ignoring or stuffing or denying responsibility, it means you and me actively seeking out solutions and learning from our experiences to prevent similar issues in the future and to truly embody the growth. And that empowerment that comes from growth, when we embrace responsibility, it's going to empower us, my friends, to take control of our lives and our relationships. And the beautiful thing is that when we're able to acknowledge this change and this growth and how it shapes our outcomes and our life, it really allows us to open ourselves up to the opportunities for personal and professional growth. And you all know from previous episodes that We crave this. We crave this growth. We crave this evolution. And through that reflection, through that adaptation, through this continuous improvement and momentum, we can strive to make more informed, ethical decisions that ultimately lead us to a more fulfilling and purposeful life. So that responsibility piece is so crucial, friends. And that leads us to the power of all of us creating our responsibility. Now, we can explore different ways to create responsibility in our own lives, and we're going to do that. But the main thing I want you to hear is you are not your past. You are not your past. You are not your mistakes. You are not what you have done. I heard this, not a quote, but this saying at church a few weeks ago that was saying that God loves us too much to, okay, some iteration of this, to let us be where we are, right? And I'm totally butchering this. I don't know how to restate it. Anyways, it was some iteration of he loves us too much to keep us where we are and to not help us move forward. That is totally not what it said. I don't remember what it was. Regardless, it was some narrative of we're not in our past and our creator loves us so much to be able to help us move forward and expand forward. And when we can have that love and that compassion, which I wish I could have said that way better for you guys. I totally butchered it. It was such a butch. But the reality is that love piece, you have to have that for yourself too. That piece was so hard for me. That piece was so hard for me in my own life to realize that for years, I never loved myself. I didn't even know it. I thought I did. And I was running from it because love never felt safe. Isn't that crazy? That is what I have learned in therapy. And when we can step into that power of creating our responsibility and to see that through positive change and through positive lenses, it will radically transform yourself. So you loving yourself too much to let you stay stuck where you are right now is the main point I want to get across. And we can do this by creating that responsibility in our lives through the ownership of your story, the ownership of your narrative. When you create responsibility in your own life and you recognize that you have the power to shape your own story, your own narrative, rather than being a passive recipient of the circumstances, you can actively choose how to respond to challenges and how to respond to opportunities. And that shift, my friends, in perspective, it's going to empower you and me to take control over our lives and to rewrite our story in a way that aligns with our values and our aspirations. And that is empowerment through choice. You got to embrace the role of being the creator, not the creator, capital C, but the creator of your responsibility. And when you understand that everything is a choice that contributes to, again, the outcomes that you experience, that realization is going to foster a sense of agency and empowerment as you begin to recognize that those decisions you are making, they have the potential to shape the future trajectory of your life. So rather than feeling victimized by external forces, you're going to become an active participant in your own journey who is 100% capable of steering it in the direction that you truly desire and aligning that direction with values and with purpose. Because creating your responsibility, it's going to enable you to align your actions with your values and your purpose, even if you got off track. Deep down, you know what your values are and what your purpose is at your core. And if you don't know that, you're taking a step in the right direction today towards peeling back those layers, towards unmasking. Because by taking ownership of your choice and of your consequences and of your actions, we can ensure, all of us can ensure, that our decisions moving forward are a reflection of who we truly are and what matters most to us. And that alignment is what will foster a sense of authenticity and fulfillment as we all live in accordance with our deepest beliefs, our deepest aspirations, our deepest desires, and we can contribute more meaningfully to the purpose and to the life force that we have been called to live. Which leads me to my last point of doing, right? We have to acknowledge the agency. We have to acknowledge the idea of growth, of transformation, of expansion when we do. And when we do, by making intentional choices, which starts with intentional thoughts aligned with our values, our aspirations, our beliefs, and we highlight the role of responsibility in that, in making decisions and leading us towards a fulfilling life, and we take complete ownership over those thoughts, over the feels that we have, and we sit with those feelings, we move through those feelings, we are always in motion forward, this liberating effect begins to take place. And the impact of personal growth, the impact of personal expansion begins to cultivate a positive impact in your life, in your community, in your career, as you begin to embrace responsibility. And that it is no one else's job but yours to welcome in expansion, body, mind, and soul, which includes mental health, emotional health, and spiritual well-being in your journey. Responsibility, my friends, it is a beautiful thing that we're not taught, really. We're taught at a surface level to be responsible for ourselves. But the depth of this is life-changing. So let these seeds of wisdom soak into your soul today. I cannot wait to unpack this more with you this week over on Instagram. Connect with me there. If we're not yet, I am at Dr. Jennifer Blossom. And on that note, have a wonderful week. Let this episode sink in, and I'll see you back here next week, same place, same time. And we're going to go even deeper on topics of mental health, emotional well-being, and being a woman leader. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.